Here, as I sit in studio with you in Columbus, we've got a particular reliance on the engineering workforce, many of whom come from other parts of the world, heavy emphasis on India, and that engineering talent's crucially important. But we writ large, want to be able to educate and produce that talent domestically as well as import that talent. And so our investments in the STEM education is so important from an engineering standpoint. You're right. We are a manufacturing intensive economy. Indiana per capita is the most manufacturing intensive state in the union. And that's particularly so here in Bartholomew County because of the role that Cummins plays and all the component suppliers to it. I spent almost 2 hours earlier today with another firm in town that's on the engineering and testing side, independent of Cummins, locally owned. But AEI is part of that ecosystem, as are so many other employers in this part of the state. Trade and tariffs. If you're Cummins, you may be assembling, doing final assembly of, not maybe, you are doing final assembly of power plants down in Texas, but you've got componentry coming back and forth across the border. You got to know what the trade regime looks like as you're making those decisions. And so it's a challenging period, as I know from listening and representing. It's a challenging period to not have that certainty. We have an administration led by a president who is a skilled negotiator. He's out there working hard to negotiate the best deal for the American worker and the American people. And as we're going through those gyrations, there is it's up and down and points of uncertainty that are confounding the markets and some of the companies that I represent, big and small, close to home. My counsel, my advice is, as best you can tolerate it, just kind of live it, breathe it in. Let's give it, just a little bit more time, because we're seeing some of these negotiating tactics play out in ways that are going to pay some dividends for Indiana. Just this past week, Honda announced that they were going to shift the Civic Hybrid production to Greensburg. I mean, that'll be a massive investment. They already had a great big investment with the gas-powered Civic production in Greensburg. But as some of our global companies look to de-risk, they're doing that by investing in the supply chain and production here in the States, and specifically in Indiana. And I think that we will see some great dividends that arise from that. Indiana, I mean, we've already got Toyota in Gibson County. We've got Subaru up in Lafayette. Stellantis is going big up in Kokomo. We're on the receiving end of these investments, and I think we have the potential to nail down some wins for our district, our part of the country, as we go through these difficult trade negotiations with partners around the globe. Ultimately, they're partners. And we want a trading economy. We don't want to throw up walls, because we want to be able to export those things that we can add value and that we do well here in Indiana to the rest of the world, too. It's got to work both ways, but it's got to be fair. And this has been an America First focused administration. And this Congress, led by the Republican majority, is doing all it can to support that agenda.